a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So I just want to bring to the table this story. Now my father-in-law is well and truly out of the state.
Yeah, they've left. They were hanging around. They got the caravan.
Yeah, they were here with their caravan for almost 3 weeks. They stayed. It was lovely. It was actually genuinely really nice to have them here, and they got some quality time with the girls. And Kim, my father-in-law, did a bunch of stuff around the house as well, like maintenance gear that, you know, we just never get time to do, and he's very good at it. So that was cool. But he's a funny fella, and as they are, like, the just family in general is quite funny. But he and Deb brought three chihuahuas with them.
Yeah.
That's not all of their dogs, but that's the oldest
bless
of their
them.
Dogs.
Oh, my God, bless them.
That had to travel with them. So,
bless them, that's so cute.
So they're the elderly and infirm of the pack.
Yeah.
Came with them in the caravan. And, you know, they sort of follow you around. They spent most of their time in the caravan, but they sort of come out into the yard a little bit. And then Ruby sort of made friends with them, our dog.
Yeah.
She's a little fluff ball as well. So anyway, they were sort of all rolling around together. But this one day, just before they left, they were all following Kim around, like, just dedicated. Like, Ruby will follow you around, like all dogs, I guess.
Yeah.
And when you move in the house, they're like, yep, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
All the time.
Yeah. Or with Ruby particularly, you turn around in the kitchen and she's there, like, right behind your heels.
Yeah, yeah.
Just really, like in high school when someone went out and down on all fours and the other person would push in the chest, that's Ruby.
Yeah.
That seems to be her purpose in life. So she does follow you around a bit, but for some reason on this particular day, she, even when the other dogs were back in the caravan, she was following Kim around the house. And I was like, oh, you've got yourself a little maid.
Yeah.
She's really bonded with you over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you can take her if you want, but I feel like you've got enough dogs. So we'll keep her.
If you would offer her up, you wouldn't.
Oh, mate. Dog food isn't cheap.
Oh,
anyway.
My God.
So following her, and it was like all afternoon and then into the evening. And everyone was so confused, like why she just decided today that Kim was her guy and she'd just sit wherever he was, she'd sit.
Bless.
And then he'd move. Anyway, so when we're sitting at the table and we're talking about what we'd done that during the day, and Kim's like, oh, yeah, and I popped to Bunnings earlier and was telling us about what he got at Bunnings, and he goes, oh, hang on, I know why Ruby's following me. And he reaches into his pocket. And he pulls out a Bunnings sausage. Yeah, and he'd had it in his pocket since like 11 o'clock that morning.
Bunnings sausage in the back pocket.
No, not back pocket, in his front pocket. Like,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, in his shorts pocket.
Any pocket.
He'd had it in his pocket all day.
He's
like, oh, yeah, when I went to Bunnings, I got some snags for the dogs, but I broke up a sausage and gave it to the chihuahuas. And I had this other sausage and I didn't know what to do with it, so I just put it in my pocket.
Putting it in your pocket?
It didn't have sauce on it, so I think he thought it was like, oh, yeah, it's wrapped in a sort
of it's fine. No, that's fine.
Serviette.
Just sausage in the pocket. That's normal. So not normal, Kim.
Dinner table is like, oh, this is why all the dogs have been following me all day.
And all the dogs in the town have been out the back door.
Classic pocket sausage.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I want to chat to you, Cameron, about something we were talking about yesterday. Brad Johnson, the beautiful Brad Johnson, came in to chat football, and on his way in, he parked his car in front of yours. He noticed a few things. One, that you have a Geelong Cats membership sticker on the front of your car, on the front windshield, as opposed to the back. That's fine, whatever, each of their own. And the fact that you also have a very large game of noughts and crosses being played in the dust on your car.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It needs a wash. I get it.
Yeah. I just wanted to know, though, because we put the word out yesterday saying, Lingy's car, if you see it, you know, play some noughts and crosses, whatever.
I think Jono picked a new panel and started a fresh game.
No. So what we did, because you could see that the dust, a new dust had come because it had been raining, so we traced out the original and we started playing
fresh
again.
Game.
Yeah. I wondered that. See, I didn't notice that until later in the day, and I thought somebody had started the game. I didn't know it was you and Jono.
Yeah,
driver side
Jono.
Back door.
Yeah,
yeah, cool.
Did you notice anything else? Has anyone
Any other drawings on your car? Anyone sort of wash me or any of that gear? Yeah.
No wash me gear. Is there something I missed? You've got that look on your face as though something has been drawn.
Well, I'll actually show you a
no,
photo.
I don't think you need to show. I think maybe just let him drive around with it.
No.
I think just leave it. You don't have to show him, and you certainly don't have to go into any detail about it.
That's not on. Is that on my car? Did you do that? That is
someone did it.
That
in
is the
Geelong.
Traditional.
Some the traditional
Frank and Beans.
Yeah,
childish
Frank and Beans, with
picture.
A bit of extra as well. I mean, they've got a bit of.
Is that from? That's not on my car.
That is on your car.
It's also on every Year 9 boy's pencil case.
Yeah. Okay. So everyone gets.
So you didn't notice that?
No.
So you're running around with a giant.
All day.
All day yesterday. Unless you've washed your car recently. No.
That's on the passenger side front door.
Mm.
So you should have seen it as you walked up to your car.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Did you do it, Tommy?
That's me. I took the photo. I took the photo. I saw it and then I sent it in the group chat and you just didn't reply at all. But Loggy thought it was hilarious.
I actually put it up on our Insta stories and I said, all right, who's the comedian? Who's done this?
Mm.
And I did get a DM about who had done it.
Mm.
But I'm going to give them an opportunity.
Is that seriously on my car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've driven around. I have not noticed anything. I noticed when I first walked out, the new fresh noughts and crosses game.
Yeah.
Later on, when I was walking out to the car, that is not on my car.
It is. Go
a
down
thousand
and have a
percent
look
it is. I'll go down with you.
I'll play an extra song so that you can have time to go down to street level.
I'm going
to
give the person who did it an opportunity to own up.
All right. If you'd like to call through 52232955 and admit that you drew a C and B on Lingy's car.
Do you want to know one thing about my car yesterday? While all this talk about it, while I was worried, my car was unlocked for the whole time too because the battery in my key had gone flat. I wasn't able to lock
it.
So all this talk around people going up to my car had me stressed out enough to go and get a fresh battery for my
car. That's good. But you also need to see a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Nah.
Is
Tom,
it true?
Is it you?
Is
as
it
if
true?
It would be. As if it would be. I would never.
So what I did, I got a message yesterday saying, I think you might know who it was. I looked at the cameras out the front. Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I saw it. I walked up as
Tom.
I was leaving. I saw someone had drawn a male appendage on your passenger side door and
seriously,
I took a photo and I put it in the group chat. And
it was
I
Tom.
Said,
oh, Tom did it.
You better play a song because I've got a few words.
That's quite lifelike.
You have not got enough dump buttons for what I've got to say.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
We are talking, what did your dog do? Because, Tommy, you were in Bunnings the other day.
Yeah, dog walked in, straight in. And
cocked a leg.
Cocked its leg.
And a just, big dog too.
Yeah, just a big sort of puddle on one of the boxes right near the entrance there.
Oh, God.
And then off you go. Just leave it behind.
Yeah. What do you do about that? Like, you can take poo bags, but what do you do if your dog wheezes in Bunnings?
And you can't stop them. Once they start, you can't go, no. If that was me, I would.
You could. Technically, you probably could stop them.
No, I don't. You really? No.
A pinch, Thomas. No.
Technically.
Well, do we want to try it on you?
No.
Okay.
It hurts no, that's yeah. Stop me.
Oh
scream.
God, that means you got an infection, mate. Anyway, so I would get something to clear. I'd say to them, look, I'm so sorry, 1,000% sorries. Can I clean this up for you? They've got wipes and stuff there. They've got paper
like,
towel.
Yeah, aisle 58, everything you need.
Yeah, right? I'd get down on my hands and knees and I'd be like, I'm so sorry. And I'd be like, look, let me just pay for this soiled item. And I'd be like, can I cut a hole out of this box for you? Can I source you a new box?
Wow. Yeah.
I'd be
okay.
So, but you know, sometimes dogs just, bless them, but they're just animals at the end of the day. And sometimes they do things in shops you don't want them to do.
You never taken Rosie into a shop, Lingy? Yeah, interesting. Okay.
No, she'd go for any food. She'd try and eat anything. Okay. Would just be an absolute nightmare.
Jenna from Lara, what did your dog do in the shop?
We're at Bunnings and my dog, I've got a golden Labrador called Myla, and she was walking through the aisle and she spotted a dog from like a far distance, like a chihuahua, I think it was.
Mm.
And she ran straight off. She pulled me so hard and she pulled off the lead and started chasing the dog. And the lady definitely was not happy, but I finally got her back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She ran off near the leash section and you're like, oh, this is perfect.
So I'm going to need another one of these. Yeah. I need a fresh one of these.
Amazing. Courtney from Lara's on the line. Courtney, dobbing your dog. What's it done?
Well, it wasn't my dog. It was actually a lady's dog. It was quite a large dog as well.
Mm.
I was in a Bunnings in Melbourne last week. And sort of like where you've got people standing at the booth greeting you and all that,
mm-hmm.
this dog has straight away started pooing. And she looks back at it and then gone, oh, yeah, it'd be right, and started dragging the dog. And so obviously he's put his bum down and it started smearing all the way through. And I said to her, I said, oh, your dog's pooing everywhere.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, I know, and kept walking.
Oh.
Worse, because they had a massive influx of customers coming in.
Yeah.
And everybody stood on it.
Landmine, landmine.
There were footprints of poo all through the Bunnings.
No.
And she didn't care. And I was like, this is just revolting.
I can't handle that.
That is terrible dog ownership.
And I really felt sorry for the workers.
Well, see, this is the kind of thing it makes you think, when stuff like that happens, Bunnings surely thinks, God, maybe we pull the pin on the dog thing. Yeah, if you're going to have that unfolding.
Because that's like next level, like spill in aisle five. Come and bring a mop for that one.
That's the whole front of the store right there. Wow.
That is shocking, Courtney. That's like an art attack. This is an art attack.
Mr. Hart.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.